In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO.
From Real Country 1230 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. You're listening to The People Speak. At three people in the studio with us today. Michelle from the Randolph County Care Center, Rhonda, a mental health advocate, is going to be talking with us today, as well as Jay from Comwell. Welcome. How's everyone doing this morning?
Excellent.
We are good.
Our topic today is going to be something we talked about, I think, back in the spring. It's something that's pretty important to the care center here in the county. And going to have another opportunity here in this election coming up right away. And Michelle, I think you kind of have something to explain what we're.
Yeah. Good morning. My name's Michelle Cato, and I've been at Randolph County Care Center for 7 years. Three of those years, I've been the administrator, but I've also been a nurse for 32 years and have seen a lot of changes in the healthcare field. And with that being said, nobody likes changes, but without changes, there's no moving forwards. The election is on November 8th with a question on the ballot pertaining to the care center. It reads as such: shall the Randolph County Board of Commissioners be authorized to transfer, sell, or dispose of the Randolph County Care Center? A yes vote will allow the board to transfer the Randolph County Care Center to a community-based healthcare provider and or other entity for renovations and continued operations. And I would like everyone to listen very hard to the last part of the question. A no vote will direct the board to close the care center. And I would like to explain what those last two questions mean about the care center and the community. Yes means our residents' homes would have a brand new remodel. They deserve this. We do take care of the greatest generation that has ever lived. And I'm also 100% sure this opportunity will never come along again. The care center would receive income from the new businesses going in, and we wouldn't have to pay. Our utility bills would be split at 50%. 65 to 70 full-time and part-time jobs would be saved. And job openings are also available, so that would provide more jobs in the community. And I can go on and on about this, but I'll move on to the next question. No means the board will be directed to close the care center. That would mean we would have to uproot our residents from their homes and find them new ones. Some of these homes might be as far as 45 minutes to an hour away. 65 to 70 full-time and part-time jobs would be lost. I know the commissioners have been working very hard to make this change become a reality, and for that we thank them. I would much rather send a letter of change of ownership than the letter of foreclosure. And I personally feel this change will be good for everyone in the community and make a world of difference. We as a community have to accept it's a different world out there and embrace the excitement of the change in order to move forward. Our residents and staff develop a bond and love for one another that cannot be described. Good friendships are made in this building, and I would hate to have to find new homes that they call their own in the crazy world we live in now.
So, yeah, I think one thing you mentioned there is the wording on it is what threw a lot of people off in the spring. Giving the board permission to just, put it on the open market and sell it and stuff, and that's really not what it's all about.
Yeah, whenever it first came out, the county commissioners talked about creating another entity that would oversee what was happening. And I think that's what throws everybody, and maybe the word dispose. They're like, well, they're going to tear it down. And that's not the intent after many conversations with the county commissioners. Randolph County Health Department has a board that oversees their functioning and what they do. Sparta Community Hospital has a board that oversees the care that they provide. That doesn't mean that that board runs those entities. They don't. They just oversee, and those entities, they answer to this board. Mm-hmm. The intent from everything I have heard from Mark, Ronnie, and Dave Holder is that they would set up a board similar to what is set up for those other two service entities in the county, and that that would help oversee this new behavioral health nursing home care center entity, you know, what going right. forward. The intent is not to sell. A lot of people said, well, then our taxes are going to go up. And Dave Holder actually gave us a paragraph. He actually gave us a whole page. I'm just going to read a paragraph that says, we are not asking for a tax increase, and no tax increases will occur if this ballot question passes. The Randolph County Care Center will operate separate from Randolph County government and will not be supported by the Randolph County taxpayers as it currently is. So if one of these entities can't financially self-sustain themselves, then they will, that part will close, in the sense that they're not going to say, oh, well, please help us keep it open. Let's go to the taxpayers. That's mm-hmm. not the intent. Comwell will be the overseeing agency for the behavioral health side, and then they will have an administrator hired to continue to run the Randolph County Care Center the same as it is today.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we got a quick break here. Let's go ahead and get that in, and we'll come back and talk some more here. And this morning on The People Speak, we'll be back right after this. Again, this is The People Speak, talking today with Michelle Shea and Rhonda, talking about the upcoming question on the ballot that has a big effect on the future of the Randolph County Care Center. So, Rhonda, you, I guess we'll let you take off here with
this. So we basically wanted to come, the same three, and along with Lori from Sparta Hospital, work together like on a roundtable video, answering questions that we've heard and things that we know people are asking questions about. So we just wanted to take this opportunity to come and share information, answer some questions that we keep getting funneled to us as a result of the video, and just basically share. So the videos that we did before from the primary election are still pertinent for this, as well as the new video. And those are available on the Facebook for Comwell. That's capital C-O-M, capital W-E-L-L dot U-S. And if you go there, you can see these videos, and there's a lot of answers to questions that people have. I've had a lot of people that said they watched it, and they at least now felt like they understood the question and the circumstances going forward and why we're doing what we're doing. So I'm going to go ahead and ask Shay to maybe let's talk a little bit about Comwell and what this new treatment entity might look like that they're thinking about putting into the Randolph County Care Center.
Thanks, Rhonda. So I want to give a little bit of background information too on Comwell. It's really interesting because I think despite Comwell being around at this point in time for nearly 50 years, a lot of people still don't know or understand what we do. You may have known us better previously as Human Service Center. 2 years ago in 2020, we underwent a rebrand to Comwell. Same ownership, same staff, same local board. There is no change in anything other than our name. So it's interesting because there's still so many people out there that, despite us being around for so long, don't even know who we are or what we do. And oftentimes I think it's if you are unfamiliar with who we are, it's because you haven't need our services. And more people are currently coming to us for services. We provide mental health outpatient counseling and substance use outpatient counseling, as well as nursing care and psychiatry and community support, meaning we go into individuals' homes and we help them with things like budgeting, purchasing of items for healthy eating, to understand how to reconcile bank accounts, to have a clean home, social skill development, and anything really related to just everyone's activities of daily living, if you will. Even how to take your medications or how to organize your medications, how to get to the pharmacy, taking you to the doctor. So all kinds of just activities in the community itself. So that's a little bit about Comwell and what we provide. We do have offices in Redbud, Chester, Sparta, and Oakville, Illinois. So 4 outpatient locations, as well as 2 residential locations. So we have 8 individuals with developmental disabilities, such as autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, that live with us full time, 24/7. And we also have a home in Sparta that allows individuals with a serious mental illness to live with us as well. We have 10 beds there. So we actually provide a lot of services across the community. We tend to serve about 2,000 people per year. We have about 600 patients at any given time that are enrolled in our psychiatric program, meaning they receive medications for services. And what we've seen through especially COVID is that more and more people are seeking outpatient or inpatient behavioral health care. So when we serve individuals through crisis services, and I'm going to explain a little bit about that in a second, that we're seeing more and more people come through what we consider emergency services. Used to, probably 10 years ago, we maybe saw around 300 people, 350. Now we're starting to push upwards of 600 people per year coming through because they're either suicidal, they're homicidal, or they're unable to care for themselves due to their mental illness. Now, I know that word homicide can really scare people and freak some people out, but let's remember we're in Randolph County and we don't necessarily see a lot of homicidal people. I say that we probably see maybe one person per year that comes through with homicidal thoughts. The majority of the individuals that we see are having thoughts of killing themselves. And that's due to, and our goal is to assess that to see if it's related to depression, anxiety, thought disorders such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, and really identify whether or not they need to be placed in a hospital. So right now, the main way that people access those emergency services or crisis services is going to in a local emergency department, because pretty much after 5 o'clock, where else do you go? You can go to the law enforcement, you can go to the hospital. So our goal really with area hospitals has been to identify a better place to go. What I mean by better place to go is that the local emergency departments are really there to focus on medical emergencies such as trauma, heart attacks, stroke patients, things like that. So whenever we want behavioral health patients to go somewhere, our focus really is on having that specialty provider. So through collaborative work and lots of conversation, this project has come about that the facility itself, Care Center, has become available. And so our thought is that we would develop a multi-unit crisis stabilization center along with our outpatient services. So the crisis stabilization unit would act as a way to deflect patients from the emergency department and move towards a specialty behavioral health care unit. So our goal would be for individuals who are having suicidal thoughts that they could come voluntarily to this location and stay there, be assessed, be triaged, and stay there for up to 3 to 5 days. If they need to go somewhere else, we would work to have them placed, whether that's at an inpatient substance use facility, if that would be an inpatient mental health care facility, or if that's to develop a safety plan with their family members or staff and return them home. So really this crisis stabilization unit are the same individuals that we already see in our local emergency departments. They would just be seen at a specialty behavioral health care clinic. So I think that that's the main priority, is to allow the emergency departments to focus in on medical emergencies and have this crisis stabilization unit focusing in on behavioral health care specialty services. On the first floor, we would look at having our current outpatient services. So we would still provide mental health, substance use, community support, and psychiatric care. And then upstairs would be the crisis stabilization unit. So hopefully I've done a good job of explaining what exactly we're looking at doing here. Is there any questions, Rhonda, that you would like to ask me as a result of that explanation?
Not on the top of my head, but more maybe follow-up feedback. So the intent is to separate the building in half.
Yes.
One hall will be the Randolph County Care Center. It will be securely separate from the Behavioral Treatment Center, opposite entrances, opposite parking lots, in no way, shape, or form, unless it's an emergency, such as a fire, or the elevator is broken and they may have to do some logistical maneuvering, the two populations will not mix. No sex offenders, because the park is too close. So if someone were to present and they were determined to have a sex offender background, they would not be allowed to be treated there. And actually the same as I think the nursing home has to do the same type of look to make sure that none of their clients have a sex offender background. So from that perspective, it would be safe.
Absolutely. So in relation to that, as a behavioral health agency who does receive state and federal funding, we are unable to turn away anyone due to inability to care or inability to pay. That is the only thing we can't turn away for, is inability to pay. So we don't want someone to not get the help that they need because they can't afford to get that help. However, when it comes to sex offender status, absolutely, the public safety comes first. So what we would do is we would transition that care to another location that would allow us to provide that assessment in a safe and secure location. How do you ask if somebody is a sex offender? There's a couple different ways. One, self-report. Well, what if somebody wouldn't say or disclose that they're a sex offender? We also use the sex offender registry. So it's a database that you can look up any person and identify whether or not they have a sex offense or if they're identified and classified as a sex offender. If that is what we found, which we currently see sex offenders at this point in time, they are in Randolph County and they often receive services. We do our best to make sure that they are not intermingling with children or other individuals that are vulnerable. And so we would take them to a different location to be assessed.
Okay. So funding, I know that Comwell can get grants because of the type of services they provide. Once it's no longer a government entity, the Randolph County Care Center side would also be a potentially available for funding they couldn't previously get, such as TIF. They also have very low interest loans, if that's the direction we need to go. There's ARPA funds, which my understanding is the commissioners chose to do this project because one of the big asks for the ARPA money is that you use it for behavioral health. And so that's the why they picked this project. It was a way to get the Randolph County Care Center renovated, as well as putting in a behavioral health center. The goal is to do it safely, provide two different types of services that people need. Michelle, a lot of people are asking about your employees. Are they happy? What happens to their retirement? I mean, I think we have learned from the commissioners that their retirement is safe. They'll stay within that same pay structure entity. But talk a little bit about the condition of the building. What would happen? Why might that building fail? And why is the no meaning it's going to close?
Well, right. Well, of course, we have an old building that hasn't been renovated for quite some time. If we were to have boilers or something go down, it would be financially devastating to try to get those fixed. It's an old building. Pipes are deteriorating. We need paint. This project's going to bring us in a brand new building on the inside, as far as that goes. Staff members are excited. They're very excited about the remodel. The union's behind us 100%.
So renovations, one of the questions from an actual family member that has a person in the Randolph County Care Center said, so how's this going to work for my family member? And I want to just counter with my first thought was, I don't know how it's going to work, but I know they're going to work it out the best that they can. But at least if they do the renovations, they have a place to live versus not having a place to live. And then you have to maybe drive an hour to see your family member. But what is the plans for what happens first or what's going to happen?
Well, what would happen first is the architects have to submit their plans to Illinois Department of Public Health, and they have to approve them. And then depending on how they want to license us is where we would be able to move our residents to. And it's just temporary. It's a temporary move. And then they plan on doing the care center first, which would be the east and west, the front half of the building. They plan on doing that first. So after the temporary move, then we would come bring our residents up to the front of the building.
Nice. So basically, the Randolph County Care Center is going to be taken care of first.
Yes.
Before they then move down the road to determine what all the behavioral health entity could even look like. Mm-hmm. Same thing. They have to get approval through DHS before they can move. That's the Department of Human Services. Mm-hmm. Before they can move forward with even what the other side would look like.
Yeah. There's a lot of working parts to this project. Listen, we have to get our approvals and our licensures, and I'm sure Comwell has to do that too.
That they're excited. I mean, your staff members are looking forward to this. They're up for the challenge, so to speak.
Yeah.
Versus, oh gosh, they're making us do this, and this is going to be horrible. And that'll come through to the care center residents.
Their job description's not going to change. They're going to be taking care of the same amount of residents. They're going to be their same job description. Nothing's going to change. We're just going to be in a different part of the building for a while.
Well, we need to take another break here, so let's go ahead and throw that in here, and we'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Got a little bit of time left here this morning on The People Speak, talking with Michelle Shea and Rhonda Wilson. And I guess, Rhonda, what direction we want to take off here?
Well, Lori, who's the director of nurses at Sparta Hospital, was on the previous one, and she actually gave us and shared some stats that I just want to make people aware. So one of the biggest concerns that we have is that all of the ERs in our county are being bogged down or tied up with mental health behavioral patients, that because there's no beds available, then they then have to dedicate staff to watch them, which then pulls them away from being available when there's an accident, a cardiac arrest, or whatever. So it's really straining the emergency rooms. It's straining the ambulance systems because of transporting, getting them to where they need to go. So in August, they had 22 psych ER admissions. In September, they had 14 psych ER admissions. Some were homicidal, suicidal, ethyl alcohol, so alcohol abuse, and drug abuse. We were discussing a little bit about the homicidal word. People think that means that, you know, they're getting a gun and going to shoot somebody. Typically, it's more the domestic violence situations where one of the two are inebriated and they start screaming and yelling at the other one, and they're threatening to kill them. The intent is not really to kill them, but in their alcohol-induced state, they then make threats that's what we're talking about, not that they're truly homicidal. I want to touch a little bit again that this new center would be all voluntary. It's not patients that are being forced to be there by a court or by a jail. So if someone chooses to leave, they'll be allowed to. And no, hopefully the goal is to not be running around Sparta. It would be that we would work out ways to get them back to wherever or whatever community they came from so that they're not walking out in the elements, so to speak, that you would return them back to their home or wherever it is they choose to go to when they do leave. Shay, what would you like to add to this discussion?
So I think that whenever people get concerned about people walking out of the care center, it's equally important to remember that these same individuals can walk out of an emergency department just as likely as they can out of the behavioral health care center. So, you know, they're the same individuals we're currently serving. I do want to go back to the homicidal statement, though, and reemphasize that is not typically people who are homicidal just in the general community. We have to remember we're in a small community. There's, I don't know of a high murder rate in this area. And also typically it is a domestic situation. So as far as homicidal, I would say that there's about one assessment per year possibly that is of homicidal individuals, but that's just part of what we do. And we have done for over 40 years is be available to determine if these individuals are suicidal due to a mental illness or due to alcohol or drug abuse, or if there's something else that's going on for these individuals. And our goal is then to get them the help that they need.
So I'm just kind of looking over Lori's notes that she used to present. And she said the average length of stay for the mental health patients in the ER was 16 hours. The longest length of stay was 45 hours. So you're talking, you know, that's almost two whole days that somebody's tying up that emergency room. Currently, I think Comwell goes in, does an assessment once they're medically stable enough to be seen and gets them placed as soon as they can. The shortest was 1 hour, 33 minutes. But I'm just envisioning how that 45 hours impacts that emergency room.
Yeah. So unfortunately, throughout the state of Illinois and really throughout the nation, more and more psychiatric or behavioral health care beds they've continued to decline, despite the fact that there's more and more behavioral health incidents throughout the country. Unfortunately, it comes down to funding. And so our rural area is probably more impacted because we don't have the resources of some of the cities. So we do have to transport individuals to Springfield, St. Louis, Harrisburg, Missouri. We're taking them all over the place in order to get them the health care that they need. So our goal really is to try to give them a safe place so that 2 days would actually be in a stabilized behavioral health care setting that is less intense than an emergency department. It has health care staff that are specialty care, behavioral health trained, and understand the specialty needs of behavioral health care patients. So our goal is to really unclog the emergency departments again and have that specialty care provided in a safe setting that's relaxing, that's quiet, that is focused on trying to train individuals on how to use better coping skills and what their resources can be.
Sounds great. So I'm a mental health advocate. My position with NAMI Southwestern Illinois is as an outreach specialist to get the word out in our county about mental health services. I'm funded by the Randolph County 708 Board. And so I just see the need. I see people who have a lot of mental health issues and they're not able to get the best care that they could. They're stuck sitting in an ER. So I'm just helping to advocate. My father-in-law was a member, a patient at Randolph County Care Center. He got great care. But man, if he could have been in a new renovated building, That would have been awesome. And I think that they deserve that. I don't know what people will do if the Randolph County Care Center closes. There is no other nursing home in our area that says, come on in, even if you can't afford to be here. You know, so what happens to the people who don't have enough money saved to go into a nursing home? You know, and they're going to be stuck in a nursing home a long ways from here. And I just personally would hate to see that happen. And I know that the family members that are in the care center have concerns, but I would be more concerned if the care center has to close. So I think from my perspective, I would like to ask people to vote yes on the question coming up. I think the nursing home patients deserve it, but from the mental health aspect, we have not done a very good job of taking care of people who need that assistance. 84% of the court cases at Randolph County Courthouse are related to drugs, primarily meth. So if we can have a place for people that are struggling with that, maybe they can get help before they're to the point that they are stealing from their neighbors or getting into trouble legally because of the drug use. I say it's worth trying. So I'm just asking people to vote yes. Lori would have asked people to vote yes had she been sitting here next to me. Her ERs are very strained, and I'm sure that Chester Hospital and Red Bud Hospital are dealing with the same issues as Sparta.
I'm also asking for the yes vote, too, because at some point, somebody in this small community has had a family member in the facility going way back. My grandma was there. My grandpa was there. And it's always helpful knowing the person who is also taking care of your loved ones. So that means we get to keep them in the community, too, to help take care of your loved ones.
Okay. Any final thoughts here? Just about out of time, but.
Okay. I'm good. I would just appreciate your time, Jeff, and thanks the community for listening. And go out there to comwell.us on their Facebook page and watch the video that has a lot of Lori's stats and maybe more information than what you heard today.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us. Thanks for sharing the information. And Rhonda, Shay, and Michelle, that'll be coming up here on the ballot in just, what?
November. Thank you.
All right. That will wrap things up for the People Speak. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.